Good afternoon. It is Thursday, May 12th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Beans backed off for the second consecutive day after going more than 50 cents higher on Tuesday. What did you see that caused this?
Basically, USDA gave us a really low export sales number that combined old and new crop hovering in that 300,000-ton range. Trade had been looking for 500,000 or 600,000 at the minimum. So basically evidence that the price rally over the last week slowed interest in buying U.S. beans. And we were up against some chart resistance and debating whether to go higher, and this kind of tipped the balance towards taking some profit.
Can you explain how the USDA changed their export forecast on Tuesday?
Well, exports are very complex, not only in terms of the assumed growth in world consumption, but also in the mix of who's providing it, okay? And a lot of what USDA did on Tuesday was related to the shortfall in Argentina due to the flooding. And you've got sources down there that are saying that USDA is still too high on Argentine production, but that's a longer-term effect. We pick up those sales in August and September if they're short, and part of that would be old crop, part of it would be new crop. What we do know is USDA is way underestimated global consumption in their first go-round for each year, and that's the one we just got on Tuesday for 2016-2017. That number has risen, I believe the figure is 14 million tons from what they first issued a year ago. So I think they're trying to be a little more aggressive on their new crop forecast this time and saying we've been behind the curve.
Are you looking for any kind of a price pullback?
I'm looking for a little bit of a pullback. 50% of the retracement of that big move we had on Tuesday would not be a surprise, which would only be 25 cents, all right? And we did half of that this morning. So that would just be pretty normal. Then you got to look around and say, are we getting more bean acres because of the wet conditions in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Ohio, and Indiana? Or are we going to end up with more prevent plant? The market's still trying to sort that out.
Hey, thanks for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.